Okay, let's go on to your 57-year-old patient.
This is a very interesting gentleman who actually was in perfect health. I mean, this is an art gallery owner who actually is an ambassador, who was a gold medalist, weightlifter, armed forces guy. His father was a doctor at Mount Sinai and was one of the early proponents of never smoking. He never smoked. And sure enough, he gets his hip operated on. He gets a CAT scan at the time of his hip being operated on because a chest x-ray was abnormal, and he's got a left hilar mass. And this individual then is found to have a metastasis, but only after getting a PET scan and mediastinal validation. But we treated him with the state-of-the-art way that we had talked about before.
You said metastasis?
Yeah, he had a metastasis to a lymph node in the mediastinum that we were able to find using endobronchial ultrasound.
Just what you talked about before. So what happened then?
Well, then we went ahead and gave him chemo radiation therapy, and he had a nice response both in the primary tumor as well as in the lymph nodes. We took him back to the operating room. This was a left-sided tumor, so the evaluation of the mediastinum is still pretty difficult on the left because, remember, you have a hilar mass, you've had radiation. He's had an endobronchial ultrasound that showed the right side is okay and the left side had a node that was positive, subcarinal. We operated on him and found that he indeed had a complete response in the tumor, but not in the lymph nodes. So he had residual disease in the lymph nodes, but still had a complete resection by lobectomy. It's unfortunate for a patient like this to have residual disease in the lymph nodes, but it would be more unfortunate if you had to do a pneumonectomy on a patient like this. So this patient then did get consolidation chemotherapy, as controversial as it is. And at this point, he has no evidence of disease. He is now at least, let's just say, 2 years out from when I operated on him. So we're feeling good about this man, but we're cautious.
What kind of chemo did he get with the radiation? What kind did he get after the surgery?
He got etoposide platinum along with radiation therapy, and then got consolidation docetaxel because that was the 2 years ago. I mean, you have the reports that that's okay. We can think about this at this point. And then the controversy came with the HOG study.
Right. So if he were presenting today, you know, I don't know, would he have gotten the docetaxel maintenance?
At my institution, there would be some caution about doing that.
I guess one of the things I think about with all that, and it kind of like hasn't been that much discussed, I think, since the HOG trial got presented, but you still have a sort of kind of weird situation where you're not really given what oncologists would consider to be a normal duration of systemic therapy to try to deal with a microscopic disease in patients who actually have a higher chance of having it. It's sort of counterintuitive.
Correct. And what you're alluding to is the idea of almost maintenance therapy. And so,
or, you know, just longer pseudo adjuvant therapy.
Ah.
Not like indefinite, but maybe just like in rectal cancer, where you get some pre-op with the chemo and then you just get regular FOLFOX adjuvant afterwards.
This whole idea of what to give afterwards is a very touchy point. It would be great, frankly, if we had some way of inquiring the tumor and we really knew what would be the appropriate agent to give, and maybe that's going to move along with ERCC1 and RMM1 now, so that if you had the patient that got platinum up front and then you have tissue and you have enough to show that indeed he either does or does not have a mutation, you'll base your therapy on that, and we're going to be guided by the studies that are now ongoing to look at that.